ای فدای آن همه عطر و بوی تو، هر زمان دل می کشد پر به سوی تو، هر کجا پا می نهم سر فرود آرم، قبله گاه من شده خاک کوی تو.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Juan Cole, who is a professor of modern Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan and president of the Global Americana Institute. He's the author of Sacred Space and Holy War, The Ayatollahs and Democracy in Iraq, Napoleon's Egypt, Invading the Middle East, and Engaging the Muslim World. He's also the author of the blog Inform Comment at JuanCole.com, where he has a new article, Israeli PM Netanyahu Attacks General Dempsey as Servant of Iran. Welcome to Background Briefing, Juan Cole.
Thanks for having me on, Ian.
And, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of to and fro between the White House and Jerusalem with visits, the Secretary of Defense, the Admiral Mullen, the former Joint Chiefs, and I think Dempsey as well. And then more recently, the head of the National Security Council, Danilon, went over there. Clearly, given the fact that the Secretary of Defense recently in a Washington Post article said that the Pentagon was concerned that Israel would attack Iran in the spring or the summer, and then Dempsey just the other day said it would not be prudent for Israel to attack Iran, it seems that at the highest level of the U.S. government, our top officials are signaling the American people that something's wrong.
Yes. Well, obviously, the Obama administration is alarmed at the way the Israeli leadership is talking about a strike on Iran and is putting enormous pressure, all the pressure that the executive can bring to bear on the Israeli leadership to let sanctions work instead.
So your article points out that in Haaretz, the major Israeli daily newspaper, both Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Barak are criticizing General Dempsey and suggesting he's aiding and abetting the enemy, Iran?
Yes, apparently after the meeting with the National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, the Israeli government leaked the content of some of the discussions in order to make their displeasure known. And the way they put it was that to have a division between top U.S. officials and Israeli ones on how to deal with Iran served Iran's interests.
So they're suggesting that the very fact that there's discussions of these kinds are not helpful. But the reason that we're having these public leaks from or these public comments from our top officials is it would seem fairly clear that they want to inform the American public of the dangerous intentions of their ally over whom they don't seem to have any influence.
Right. Well, first of all, it is not acceptable that the Israeli leadership should speak in these terms of General Dempsey by his statement serving Iran. That's a charge of treason. And, you know, it would be possible for the Israeli leadership to say that they didn't think it was helpful to their cause for him to speak in those terms. But for them to use this kind of language, as was leaked to Haaretz, is a huge slap in the face to the United States, which, after all, gives Israel $3 billion a year in direct aid and then billions more in various forms of support, trade offsets, and so forth. So it just shocked me that the Israeli leadership would speak of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's a war hero, has deployed to Iraq three times, starting with the Gulf War. And, you know, the Israeli leadership kept saying that Iraq was a danger to Israel. So Dempsey is somebody who should be seen in Israel as having helped their cause. to have them talk about him serving Iran's interests by his comments is just outrageous, diplomatically speaking.
Well, just you mentioned that Dempsey's a war hero. He's been decorated with the Defense Distinguished Service Medal with Oak Leaf Cluster, the Distinguished Service Medal with 3 Oak Leaf Clusters, the Defense Superior Service Medal, the Legion of Merit with 2 Oak Leaf Clusters, the Bronze Star with a V device and Oak Leaf Cluster, and the Combat Action Badge and the Parachutist Badge. I take it what you're saying here, Juan Cole, is there's a distinction between insulting the head of the U.S. military and apparently it's a free-for-all in terms of insulting President Obama, right? The Republican candidates do it in the most vicious and arbitrary way. You've got Gingrich saying that he's the most dangerous president in the history of the United States. They seem to be totally free to say the most reckless things. So this is not the same as attacking the president. This is not a political attack. This is an institutional attack. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. It's also, I think it's intended to be personal against Dempsey. But this is not like internal politics. I mean, inside politics, obviously, if people are campaigning for an office, they will speak badly of their rivals. But this is between countries. Imagine what the reaction would be in the United States if the French President Nicolas Sarkozy came out and said that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was serving Iran's interests. There would be...
He'd be gone the next day.
I mean, it would just be absolutely uproar on Capitol Hill with denunciations of him. The current leadership of Israel is kind of out of control. They're talking about initiating a war, which inevitably would drag the United States in. They are handing out these insults and accusing their allies of more or less of treason. The military and intelligence professionals in Israel, as soon as they retire and come into public life, have in the last year come out and warned about the recklessness of this leadership. So it's very disturbing. But I think one of the positive signs here is that they are so upset, and it can only mean that they do feel boxed in by the Obama administration, that they feel that Dempsey and others are tying their hands, and so they're squawking about it.
So this does make you scratch your head, Juan Cole. Again, I'm speaking with Juan Cole, a professor of modern Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan and president of the Global Americana Institute. He has an article at his blog, Informed Comment, at juancole.com, Israeli PM Netanyahu attacks General Dempsey as servant of Iran. And, of course, the information is coming from the major Israeli newspaper Haaretz, where Netanyahu and Barak leaked their comments about suggesting that General Dempsey was acting as an agent of Iran. We're discussing what's going on with the generals in this country, the head of the Pentagon. Not necessarily what President Obama is saying behind the scenes and his discussions. And clearly it's got Netanyahu and Barak annoyed. But the interesting thing is that when Netanyahu comes over here in the beginning of March, coming up soon in a couple of weeks, to speak to AIPAC, he's going to be enlisting the support of the U.S. Congress. So we have a peculiarly divided government here in the United States, where you have the professional military saying to the Israelis, for God's sake, don't do this. This would be a catastrophe. And you've got the U.S. Congress that will literally do anything that Israel says.
Yes, Israel lobbies are enormously influential with Congress, and especially with this Congress. So the president is in a difficult position because Netanyahu can go behind his back, more or less, and appeal to Congress. And the current, you know, it's the most right-wing government Israel has ever had. And it, for reasons that I don't entirely understand, appears to be very interested in hitting Iran's nuclear enrichment facilities. The security professionals say that it's not a useful thing to do. First of all, the centrifuge technology that Iran is using can be dispersed, and so you can't actually hit it all. And you could set back their program, perhaps, a year or 2 years. And then there's no firm evidence that Iran has a nuclear weapons program. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta said recently that in the view of the American defense establishment, our intelligence agencies, Iran hasn't made that decision. It has a nuclear enrichment program. It's making fuel for its reactors. That is legal under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed. UN inspectors were there when they recently reopened a medical reactor. The alarm and the decision to act that's characteristic of Netanyahu and Ehud Barak is puzzling. They're reacting to a crisis that hasn't yet occurred.
Well, the UN inspectors who've just been in Iran were denied access to a facility where there was a suspicion that they're doing weapons testing on igniting nuclear weapons and assembling them. So that doesn't speak well, that the Iranians refused to allow the UN to look at this facility.
Right. The Iranians, I think, are making a huge error in not allowing inspection of that facility. However, let's be very clear that based upon documents that many experts, including former International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors, believe may be fraudulent. They may be like the Niger yellow cake.
Right. These are the documents that came from the MEC.
From the Mujahideen Khalq, the People's
right.
Holy Warriors.
Right.
The previous head of the IAEA had dismissed those documents as forgeries. The current one has put them into the report. And there's actually pretty substantial protest among the inspectors against this. And it's on the basis of those documents that they wanted to look at this military facility. It's not being alleged, by the way, that Iran is doing nuclear experiments there. There are...
Well, there are chemical... I mean, they're a part of nuclear weapons is how you ignite them, and that's a significant part.
Could you make a strong enough box to have the subsidiary explosion in? Could you make a missile that you could put the warhead on? These are all ancillary things having nothing to do with actually making a nuclear warhead. Iranians are not accused of that. But the UN is interested, based upon these documents, which, again, about which there's severe suspicion, in looking at that military facility. Well, the International Atomic Energy Agency doesn't have an implicit right to inspect anything in Iran. It has a right to inspect nuclear facilities.
Sure, but if the Iranians have nothing to hide, why wouldn't they let the inspectors in?
Yeah, well, the Iranians are prickly, obviously. But I agree with you, Ian. It's a big mistake on Iran's part. They should, in the current situation in the world where the UN Security Council has voted sanctions on them, where the American government has organized a boycott of Iranian finances, where there's deep suspicion of their activities, they really are shooting themselves in the foot by not being completely transparent where they can be. I think they're on firm legal ground in not opening those facilities to inspection. It's their contention that they're not doing anything nuclear there. But just for the sake of appearances and to clear the decks, they should be letting those inspectors in. Apparently, the Iranians believe that They are in the course of further negotiations with the International Atomic Energy Agency over this issue that the thing is not over with. But yes, I agree with you. This is stupid on their part, and it is also suspicious, you know, inevitably.
Well, Juan Cole, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Juan Cole. He's a professor of modern Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan and president of the Global Americana Institute. He's the author of Sacred Space and Holy War, The Ayatollahs and Democracy in Iraq, Napoleon's Egypt, Invading the Middle East and Engaging the Muslim World. He's also the author of the blog Inform Comment at juancole.com, where he has a new article, Israeli PM Netanyahu Attacks General Dempsey as Servant of Iran. I'm Ian Masters. This has been Background Briefing. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.
A lady dressed in white with a man she loved.